What is satyam? That which is true. That which actually is. That which is the truth of your being, of yourself, the satyam. That can't be dismissed. It can't be pushed to the side or negated. What is mithya? Not intrinsic to your being. Not you, essentially. But rather depends upon you for its being. That mithya can be dismissed. Any experience that you can dismiss, any experience that can pass away, is mithya. While it is here, it depends on you for its being. But because it can leave, it has no intrinsic relationship with you. I am the one who is present to all of the experiences that come and go. This is logical. If I were the experience that left, I would have left with it. If it had a hold on me, it would have taken me with it. But I am a sangha. I am free, completely unattached. Present to, but completely unattached to all of the experiences that come and go. I am completely present to all of the thoughts in my mind. I am the very consciousness, the very being which every thought enjoys. I am the very self, the I of the mind. But as the thoughts come and go, this I, the self, the me of the mind, remains asangaha, steady, totally unattached, totally unaffected by the presence or absence of the thought. My emotions also are mithya. they have me as their very self. The conscious being that I am pervades totally the emotion. The emotion has no being without me, in fact. I am its being. But the emotion comes and goes. Happiness is replaced by sadness, which is replaced by agitation, which is replaced by peace, by joy, by worry. One emotion replaces the other, replaces the other, replaces the other. But I remain as the very being, the Satyam, the constant, one who is present, changelessly present, asangaha, unattached, as the very truth, the changeless truth, the changeless self. Of the emotions. The mind needs to make this differentiation between the Satyam, the changeless presence, which is me, the conscious being, and all of the experiences, the perceptions. That enjoy me for their truth, but which themselves come and go, come and go. The coming and going never belongs to me, the self. I remain the same, unattached, asangaha. Asangaha means unattached. One mantra, in fact, for Nididhyasana is asangoham. Aham means I. Asangoham is asangaha aham asangoham. I am asanga. I am free. I am unattached. I'm untouched by the coming and going, the nitya, the thoughts, the perceptions, the emotions, the creation itself. When I say asangoham, that directs my mind toward the Satyam. Toward the constant presence of my being. The unalterable, changeless presence. Totally unattached amidst all of the changing experiences. Asangoham, untouched amidst the changing experiences. Like space is totally untouched by all that exists within it, I am totally untouched. By all the changing experiences. to when I say asangroham. Let the mind resolve into the recognition of the fact. The fact of my nature being a sangha. Sangoham. 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 Sean. Sure.